Boise is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday morning, and it must be that time of week, and you can probably tell by the music. Russ Collins is here, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. And are you all excited for the Academy Awards?
That's right. It's coming up on Sunday. Right? So, we'll have
starts at about, what, 8 in the evening and runs till Monday morning?
Well, and then there's the red carpet part of it, which a lot of people get excited about.
But yeah, and that starts at about 4 in the afternoon.
The Academy Awards, I think, start at 8 o'clock. And so there's not a lot of controversy this year about what got nominated.
What didn't get nominated.
And how really white, again, which is just the typical thing.
It's going to be interesting to see if that impacts viewership and if there is fallout in the aftermath. And perhaps the conversation needs to happen.
Yeah, well, it definitely needs to happen, and it has happening. It just hasn't had much effect on the Academy Awards. It's a shame that Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated for Best Director for Little Women, because she's terrific. It's also a shame that J-Lo didn't get nominated for Lead Actress, because she did a wonderful performance in Hustler that was very, very well acclaimed. So anyway, but it's...
Well, she was getting pretty good reviews for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, it kind of was the redeeming thing. It looks like 1917 may be the best picture favorite, followed
Michael Jewett's all over that one.
Right behind by Parasite, with an outside chance that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood may squeak in there. Lead actor is pretty solidly confirmed as Joaquin Phoenix. Same thing with Best Actress in terms of Renee Zellweger for Judy. Best Supporting Actor, Brad Pitt. That's also pretty solid. And then Laura Dern as Best Supporting Actress. So those seem to be pretty tightly wrapped up. Sam Mendes or Bong Joon-ho.
For Parasite.
Yes, Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. Look like the two leading
directors.
So anyway, we're playing
a lot of stuff to watch. We'll see how it all plays out.
We're playing the Academy
Awards. Are you a
wagering
kind of guy? Did you put wagers down?
I have not put wagers. I'm not.
You have an office pool?
Kind of guy. We are going to do an office pool around the Michigan Theater. So we'll see.
Well, you'll have to let me know who wins.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't seen, we're still playing a lot of the Academy Award nominated films, including all the shorts. So go check it out. Well, at the Multiplex this week,
comic books come to life again.
That's right. We have a Joker derivative film that stars Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. So Harley Quinn is
right.
a
romance novel kind of thing.
Well, it's an old performing art kind of performer that, you know, back in the Middle Ages, but when it's done as two
you
words,
seem to
Harley
recall that well.
And Quinn, yes, because I was there in the Middle Ages. But anyway, so this has been a much, much anticipated film. Its preliminary reviews are pretty good. Also stars Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, so Rosie Perez, and so go check it out.
Ewan McGregor's really good.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
And Margot Robbie, a lot of people talk about her aesthetic beauty, but she is a really good actress.
She's a really good actress. Yes, she is. She's a very talented
so
performer.
So I don't have much interest in the movie myself, but I imagine that it's going to be very well done.
Yeah, Birds of Prey. So you can go check that out. Opens tomorrow. Now, last week, if listeners promised not to pass it on, I announced what the two films were going to be for our direct from Sundance screening. And indeed, I can confirm.
Oh, you got to confirm now?
Yep. The Late Shift stars.
The Last Shift.
The Last Shift, I'm sorry. The Last Shift is by Ann Arbor raised guy, Andrew Cohn. Very exciting. It was executive produced by Alexander Payne, and it has that kind of feeling to it. And Richard Jenkins stars as this old guy who spent his life working in this very small fast food restaurant.
Albion.
In Albion, exactly. It's set in Albion. So a Michigan guy set it in Albion. And his last job is to train this young man who's going to take his place. And the young man that's taking his place is so very bright and capable. But he's had a little bit of trouble in the transition out of high school. And so anyway, the generation clash between the two of them, the racial differences between the two of them,
they take a lot away from
out.
One another.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's very, very well written. And the last shift is definitely worth seeing. We're expecting that Richard Jenkins and Shane Paul McGee, who is the other star of the film, are going to actually be here, as well as the director, as Andrew Cohn. So the last shift is going to be on the 26th of February. We've already sold about 1,000 tickets. So get your tickets right now or you'll miss out.
And what about Dinner in America?
So that's going to be a second film that we're doing on Thursday the 27th. And this film was shot and made and everything in
Detroit.
Yep, and the director, Adam Carter, lives in the Detroit area. It's got a lot of Detroiters that star in it, including Kyle Gallner, who has a real breakthrough performance in this. Now, this is a film that your typical art house audience may find a little difficult to sit through the first 20 minutes of it, because it's a punk movie. And the characters are pretty rough. But there's a real kind of Napoleon Dynamite payoff in it, but you have to wait through some very rough language and some very difficult kind of dramatic situations.
Sometimes that's one of the great movie experiences.
That's true.
Waiting and anticipating, and then boom, there it is.
That's right. And with Dinner in America, not only is a lot of the cast going to be there, but a lot of the crew. This is a real celebration of a Michigan-made film. And so go check it out. Dinner in America on the February 27th and the last shift on February 26th.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU, and another movie that I'm looking forward to, set right in here in Ypsilanti.
That's right.
Based on a true story, is called Three Christs.
That's right. It's set in the Ypsilanti State Hospital, which no longer functions, but for many, many, many years was a mental hospital, or a mental holding pen, as it were.
Right.
One of several mental hospitals, but it was very, very large, employed a lot of people, and this movie was set in 1959 when the hospital was in full function, and it's about three characters who
all think they're Jesus.
They think they're Jesus Christ. One of the characters is played by Peter Dinklage, who's a famous actor. Bradley Whitford, another famous actor.
Right, Wing guy.
Yep. And Walton Goggins is the other actor that plays Christ. And then the doctor is played by Richard Gere.
It's been a while since he's been in something.
Yes, excuse me. That's absolutely true. But this is a fascinating story with a local story. And it's about the psychiatrist who gets these three Christ characters together to try to make them understand that
They're not.
They're not. And it has some effect and some not effect. But anyway,
based on a true story right here in our community.
Absolutely. Very, very, very interesting. So we've got a late night film series that features a lot of anime. We have Princess Mononoke coming up on the 14th and Ghost in the Shell coming up on the 28th. And Your Name plays this Friday at 9:30 at the Michigan Theater. Go check that out. We have a Korean film series that continue with Dark Figures of Crime on Saturday, February the 8th. We've got our children's series with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone coming up on Sunday at 1:30. Can't miss that. And then lots of other stuff. We got a Jim Jarmusch series. Jim Jarmusch was at the Michigan Theater on Tuesday.
Right.
Got a whole series running. Next one's down
Check
by law.
Check our website. We'll have details on
everything.
Single thing you've got.
A lot of Academy Award nominated films still playing, including all of the shorts. So lots to see, and the Academy Awards are coming up.
That's right. Sunday night, we'll figure out how it all turns out, and you'll get more detail next week on Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.